This is a Modia radio commercial about something astounding. But we have a slight problem. The something astounding is Bowers & Wilkins speakers. Recognized as the finest loudspeakers in the world, unlike any speaker you've ever seen or heard before. The slight problem is, well, here on the radio you can't see their extraordinarily sleek, eye-popping design. The Nile River is a wonder in its own right, being the wellspring for civilization in ancient Egypt and northern Africa for the last 10,000 years. In a desert region where it only rains for a handful of times a year, the Nile presents the only consistent source of water required to sustain the necessities of civilization. In the woodlands, there is simply no way the sudden rush of a heron's wings on a morning pond could match the mighty surge of traffic running red lights through your subdivision. In the woodlands, the chirping of evening crickets can't hope to rival the intensity of thousands of car stereos booming at once. There is a chilling aspect to this tale. In the early 1900s, renovations were being done on the wall where many of the Blue Boys' visits were witnessed. One day, when workers tore out part of the wall, a boy's skeleton and remnants of blue cloth were found, walled up inside. To this day, nobody has been able to shed light on who the boy was. To all the good homeowners here in Chicagoland, the people at ABC Plumbing, Heating and Cooling would like to issue a sincere apology. Let's be frank, we at ABC publicly admit we have a pretty dumb name. After all, ABC doesn't exactly communicate the distinctive nature of our organization. It has been said that we measure that which we value, and in the 20th century, our society began to place a great value on education and the acquisition of skills and knowledge. Consequently, we began to look for ways to measure knowledge, skills, and ability. Well, I see you clever Houstonians are at it again. Most cities would have been profoundly humbled by the sort of financial fiascos this town has endured, but not you. Instead, you've come up with another fiasco to help fund Metro's light rail plan. I tip my hat to you, Metro. If this measure passes, Houston's status as a world-class city is assured. By virtue of this world-class boondoggle. Well done!